First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 17. Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks for everything that is a will of God. I'd like to deliver a message from these verses. Today we have a special meeting for prayer for peace of Jerusalem. First, we'd like to look at the video. Take a look.
エルサレム、主が愛された町エルサレム、このエルサレムの平和のために祈るように神様が言われています。この国際的なエルサレムの平和のために祈る日は、世界中の教団教派を超え、10月の第1日曜日に毎年開催されています。この呼びかけは神様の計画と目的に従い、エルサレムとそのすべての住民のため、地球規模で持続的に取りなし祈ることを目的とし発信されています。2017年10月1日、今年もこの東京からエルサレムの平和のために祈りの手を挙げます。
נחזק את ירושלים ואהבה שלום עליה ועל כל תושביה. בשם ישוע אנו מתפללים, אמן.
愛する天のお父様、今日のこの特別な日を心から感謝しています。世界の人々がエルサレムに目を向け、
フィンランドとイスラエルのためのヨーロッパ連合からご挨拶を送ります。再びエルサレムの平和のために祈る時期がやってきました。エルサレムの平和のために祈れとは聖書に書いてある事柄です。つまり世界中の信じる者たちが日々祈るべき事柄なのです。
聖書にですね、エルサレムの平和のために祈れって書いてあるんですね。これは神様の命令ですから、私たちが祈るということは主に従うことになり、またいろいろな問題とか困難が今エルサレムにありますが、そのための大きな助けとなるということをね、感じます。
Sunday, people from our nations who have special persons for praying for peace of Jerusalem, they decided to pray for peace of Jerusalem with one accord. The house of God, and
さっきの方に、エルサレムから来たものがありましたけども、二通りにエルサレムがあります。
There is two kinds of Jerusalem. One is the city of Jerusalem in Jerusalem. That means the house of God. That is fulfilled. And also the heavenly Jerusalem. And heavenly Jerusalem means our citizenship is heaven. We'll dwell Heavenly Jerusalem forever. And Heavenly Jerusalem will descend to the earthly Jerusalem. So to pray for peace of Jerusalem is to peace for real Jerusalem. So now we'd like to pray for peace of Jerusalem now. First, thank you. Thank you. Gave this opportunity to pray for peace of Jerusalem. We ask that you would give a real peace on Jerus, and we ask that you would reveal your will. Oh, thank you. We can join the time of prayers for peace of Jerusalem. According to your will, when we pray for peace of Jerusalem, we ask that you advance your plans. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the time of prayers. We are set to bless each one of us. There is a problem, but during the problem, I ask that you would reveal your will. I pray that we keep peace during the problems. Every time of prayer. For peace of Jerusalem together now. Thank you, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So let us look at the video of Cambodia. Take a look. Last week, we went to Cambodia as a mission team. So I realized, and our children, I was growing up. And some children have a mustache. And orphanage also building has ashram and also as a church. So I realized and we have a good fellowship with them. And the background music is a song that Cambodian children composed. And it was very touched to us. So all that will become the foundation of the orphanage. So please pray for the orphanage and the juniors, looking forward to them, toward it. So next, I'd like to look at the video of Israel. Take a look.
映像とそれから音楽の働きがですね、ご感想を言われていますけども
、there's us about making videos and music. And we don't have enough to make them, but by God's word, we can do anything. So,If you have no faith, but God has special reasons for us, so we can see God's work of making video advancing greatly.Beyond our thoughts and mind. So when I went to, when I go to Israel, I think about heavenly things. And I praise the Lord. God.Shows us about signs, for signs in God's time that will be fulfilled. And I believe God's blessing will be revealed in great glory. So take hold of God's word, the praising of the Lord, because.In God's time, His word will be fulfilled. And God told us we need to start from Israel by God's word. If you are going to Israel or you're not going to Israel,We need to trust in God's word. That is a real key point. God's word is truth. And even though God's word will be fulfilled soon or not,And we experienced many times. Even so, I received God's word. But after that, I was able to see His fulfillment of word. So we need to look forward to God's word.And praising to the Lord. I give thanks to the Lord. And now let us look at one minute lessons video. Take a look.
聖霊王国の終わりに最後の審判が行われ、世界は新天新地に変わります。また、新天新地とともに神の国である聖なる都、新しいエルサレムが変化なく下ってきます。今のエルサレムあたりを中心にして下ってくると思われます。新しいエルサレムが夫のために飾られた花嫁のように整えられて、天から下ってきたとあります。教会のことを花嫁に例えられますが、新しいエルサレムはまさに教会の完成形でもあります。新しいエルサレムは一辺が2220キロの立方体で、現在のイスラエル全てを覆う以上の広さです。都はガラスに似た純金でできていて、 約65メートルの城壁は壁翼で作られています。その城壁には東西南北に3つずつの門、計12の門があり、それらは真珠でできています。門には12人の御使いがいて、イスラエルの各部族の名が記されています。城壁の12の土台石には12章の名が書かれていて、あらゆる宝石で飾られています。黙示録21章に、諸国の民が都の光によって歩み、地の王たちはその栄光を携えて都に来る、都の門は一日中閉じることはないとあるように、新しいエルサレムの中に住んでいる人と神殿新地の他の場所に住んでいる人がいるようです。神と子羊が神殿となり、その栄光が都を照らします。都の中には神と子羊の御座があり、その御座から水晶のように光る命の水の川が流れています。この川は都の大通りの中央を流れていて、その両岸には命の木があって、
十二種の実がなり、毎月実ができます。その木の葉は諸国の民を癒したとあるように、治療効果があるようです。新天神地、新しいエルサレムでは呪われるものはありません。そのしもべたちは神に仕えとありますから、永遠に続く仕事、永遠の価値のある仕事が与えられるようです。また神の御顔を仰ぎ見るように、霊的にも実際的にも主が共におられるようになります。彼らは永遠に王であるとあるのは、実際統治するよりも王のような豊かさ、恵み、祝福が与えられるということだと思われます。黙示録の記述は新天神地、新しいエルサレムの到来で終わりますが、実はここから主と共に歩む永遠が始まるのです。私たちは思いをはるかに超えた祝福を受けていくのです。それではまた。
エルサレムってのは2つあります。
There is two kinds of Jerusalem. One is, as told you before, the Jerusalem is located in the Middle East. God created the city of Jerusalem, and God created Israel, but there is a lot of problems. And also there is a heavenly Jerusalem. Jesus died and on the cross and realized he raised heavenly Jerusalem was created. And now 2,220 kilometers square. Maybe people says it's a symbol, but for example, Star Wars, and there's a Death Star, so I believe that is real. And that's the ship, and believe they are forever. So there is two kinds of Jerusalem. Today we have a special meeting for prayers for the peace of Jerusalem. So we need to pay attention to that. So after the millennium, heavenly Jerusalem will descend to earthly Jerusalem. And there, that will become the eternal God's realm. So, Pastor Asuka-san and some people are lifted up to heaven, and they are our lady in heaven, heavenly. So we will see them in future. So, love Jagannath, now we'll see again, we'll see them again. So this evening we have a special meeting for prayer of peace of Jerusalem. So we need to pray for us through Jerusalem, and also we need to pray for heavenly Jerusalem. But Tokyo Charismatic Meeting, we have Tokyo Charismatic Meeting today. So please come and join us. And broadcasting online. And Pastor Thomas, which is a message from Europe. So looking forward to it. So last week, I told about servants of our church. So we are 30 pastors, 38 evangelists. Some people are received salaries, so it's very hard to receive another pastor and evangelist. And when I prayed about that, God told me, without salary, so if you understand about that, I realized I need to increase pastors evangelists. So if you understand there's no salary, so I believe in future they will receive. But if you know, I want to become a pastor evangelist. So if you have a lot of rights, you need to change. You don't have enough work, job, and there is no salary. So 5,000 to 10,000. There's a lot of servants, but after that, I decrease. And then we'll put decreasing, increasing. So if you want to become a pastor evangelist, I want to join us. So change our salaries, amount of salaries. Thank you for your prayers. I was in hospital, and first, I already knew my pee was stopped. So for 1 month, so I was afraid. I thought it was stopped in all my life, but that would become problems. But I received God's word. I was healed by Jesus' wound. So I was healed. I would be healed by God's word. So I was healed. So I like to give thanks to the Lord. But I was healed. So, but I have problems again. So I fall down 2 times in my house. I was able to stand. So I went to a doctor again. I fell down before God 2 times. It doesn't mean I was fainted. I don't have enough strength for my arms and legs. So you had paired. So I would go to the doctor at night or not. So I decided to go to a doctor at night. So James was entered in my stomach. So I had a high fever. So I needed to enter a hospital. So last week I was in hospital. So it's very hard to see our service on the internet. The first service was good, but I was tired for looking at the second service and third service. So I had just heard a message from Pastor Kasahara. So the first time I was very hard in the hospital. So I was wondering why it was very hard in the hospital in Nakano. So I realized I was a high fever. So I didn't realize I had high fever. So I had so pain in my legs. So I was conscious. Yes, I was conscious and I was very pained. So I prayed. And God is so wonderful. So the pain was ceased. The pain went away. A nurse said this disease would have so pained. So please ask me if he had few pains. And I believe there is a special God's help for me. And then the high fever was still keeping. Nurse said to me, "We need to iced pillows." So I thought, because I had a pain in my back, so I didn't use ice pillow. So I thought I need to pray for the fever. So I asked to see go away the fever. And then my fever went away and so nurse was so surprised. But I prayed for my fever. So I saw surprised and I gave thanks to the Lord. I give thanks to the Lord. And also our bed was so small. So it's very hard to sleep on the bed. And I had problems with my back. It's very hard to sleep. And one in the first day I was able to sleep well. But the second night, I believe I realized God is with me. So I asked God, I can't sleep well on this bed, but please sleep well. So I realized I believe there is God's help, and there is special things. When I prayed, God helped me. So I slept well. So I realized I know God or not, small blessing, but I felt God blessed me. Also on the bed, and when I wheelchairs, when my family came to me, but I wanted to work by myself. But first I sit on the wheelchair and I went to a toilet, went to a bathroom. But next day, when I asked nurse, may I use the wheelchair by the family? But the nurse said no, so I can't work in a day. But I asked God, and so then I could go to a bathroom 4 times by myself, and we asked God to do rehabilitation, and then overwhelming victory. So a doctor nurse said, you need to work, or you need to try working by yourself to a bathroom. And then a rehabilitist came to me to do a rehabilitation. And on the day, I would be able to sleep on the day, but overwhelming victory. And so during that, I was blessed. The prayer was a big point. So God told us, give thanks in all circumstances. And when we give thanks for everything, and practical blessing will come true. And even though our problems, God revealed His blessings behind them. So you don't follow God. We are not a blessing. The blessing went away. When you see Psalms,
I
And Psalms sometimes says the people who don't love us will be cursed. And Bible says it's very good for praying curse for descendants. But that is during the law in the Old Testament, the time of Old Testament. But we live in the New Testament. The time of New Testament. New Testament time is blessing, a grace. And by blessing and by grace, God will reveal His blessing. So what we need is to believe God's blessing or God's grace. This time, while I was laying on my bed, that will be a big problem. It's very hard to sleep, and I have a disease. But God is with me, with us. So I believe God's hand. So I believe God loves me, and God loves us, and I was blessed. When I prayed, so I pleased the Lord. I was blessed. Let us work with God. Dear Heavenly Father, I lift your glory to each one of us. There is someone who tell something, and there is those who have fears, but give thanks. That all things work together for good. You need to declare that all things work together for good. Others who fulfill the promise, he or she will see God's word. Now it's time of healing. We ask for healing. In Jesus' name, destroy the power of disease. In Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. There are some who have problems with ears, but he or she will be healed. And eyes with problems with eyes or the ears, they will be healed. In this name I pray, Amen. Please stand up. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God